Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
To a new way, you'll leave this a new strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you. Thank you, Jehoshua. Praise you, mighty Lord, mighty Jesus, mighty Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, mighty, mighty Lord, mighty God, mighty, mighty Jesus, mighty, mighty Yeshua. Mighty, mighty Jehoshua. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Shalom, Brother Strata. Sister, hallelujah. Shalom, Consuelo. Shalom to everyone listening. May the Lord continue to bless each and one of you tonight. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for the opportunity to come and share his word, his Bible, his gospel. Hallelujah, gospel of salvation tonight. Praise you, Lord. We thank God for this great opportunity. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray that my brothers and sisters are able to log in tonight. In Jesus' name, we send billions and trillions. Lord, we ask that you will send billions and trillions of warriors, angels, archangels, from north to south, east to west, Lord, up and down. Send your protection, Lord. Minister to the heart according to the need, Lord. And everyone, speak to our life through your word, Jesus. In Jesus' name, Yeshua's name, we pray. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise you, Lord. I heard this week that one of the last tribe, hallelujah, of Israel have come into the Holy Land or are coming in. My brother and sister, I believe it's in Manasseh, is the one of the last tribe. And in the book of Revelation, the Apostle John sees this tribe being together, my brother and sister, and in the last days, or coming together and being sealed by God, that for the worship one of us is, and for the work, I believe that they have so much to do in the last days. My brother and sister, in regard to giving the testimony of God, that God is real, because God has chosen them. God have elected and selected them in the last days. And this is why I believe they're so important, my brother and sister. Amen. In Revelation chapter 7, it says 144,000 are sealed. The Apostle John says that in his revelation of the Lord, he says, after this, I saw four angels standing in the four corners of the earth, and they were holding back the four winds of the earth to keep them from blowing on the land. Notice how it is totally different than now. These angels are mighty angels sent to the earth with a specific mission, because the Nephthalim are going to be on the earth, as the Bible says, in the days of Noah and afterward. Afterward is during the Great Tribulation. The Nephthalians are going to be on the earth, and they're very wicked and they're very evil. And when they were on the earth, they practically destroyed humanity. They convinced and contaminated people so much, my brother and sister, that God has to bound them until the last days in chain. in places where they cannot come out. And through CERN, our government today is communicating with them. And that is terrible. And the day that scientist in Germany, through dreams, received the speaking of this demon into his life, and plus, hallelujah, Hitler and his scientists have also communicated with this demon and have left information, which later government used also after Hitler, after they brought Germany down, they used all that blueprint to also to know the whereabouts of this demon and also to be able to find a way to communicate with them, which they have done. And it's very wicked and it's very evil what they have done, my brother and sister. Because our technology, including food and everything, is being contaminated by their knowledge, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the coming of the Son of Man, says the Apostle Luke and the Apostle Matthew. My brother and sister, that Jesus said, our Lord has said. But it's revealed to John that when God, hallelujah, is about to seal these 144,000, hallelujah, he has to send a special angel. These angels are sheriff. I seen one of them in heaven speaking with Father. And I saw Father giving him order, my brother and sister, to come to the earth. My brother and sister, they are a specific angel. They're very powerful. They are unstoppable when God sends them, my brother and sister. The seal any tree, hallelujah, that they were holding back the four winds of the earth to keep them from blowing on the land, on the sea, on the tree. So what is the problem with the wind? My brother and sister, these Nephilim have the ability to create earthquakes, but also to create tornadoes and even my tsunami, my brother and sister. In the days of Job, we see that when Satan was unleashed over the life of Job and everything he had, he created tornado to destroy the home. And only one out of 4,000 plus, hallelujah, servants, only one escaped. The devil killed 3,999 men plus with single tornadoes or repetition of tornado in the days of Job, my brother and sister. And by that information alone, we get the information of what these fallen ones are able to do, my brother and sister. And of course, they're going to unleash their power in the last days. And God knows them very well. And so God sent his angel, hallelujah, over the land of Israel, where his people would be, my brother and sister, to hold the wind from the four corners. Imagine that they can create such a strong wind from the four corners of the earth that can destroy a nation, that can destroy a people. And in the last days, one of their ability to create winds so strong in the hundreds of miles, my brother and sister, that they can destroy the land of Israel easily, lest God intervene. And God is intervening here, my brother and sister, to protect his elect in such a way that God intervenes supernaturally. Supernaturally, the power of God here, these angels are seeing over the land. According to John, to blow into any tree. Imagine how powerful the wind can be. They can bring down trees. It can affect the seed. It can affect the land. And it can affect the tree. And I saw another angel coming from the east with the seal of the living God. He cried out in a loud voice to the four angels who has been allowed, hallelujah, to harm the land and the seed. Hallelujah. Don't harm the land, the seed, or the tree till we have put the seal on the forehead of the servant of God. My brother and sister, they're being given order. So you see that God is in control. That whatever his Father says, whatever the Lord says goes down here. Especially during the Great Tribulation, the devil thinks in the Nephilim when they're unleashed, they think that they can do whatever. They can do anything. They are wrong. They are wrong. Hallelujah. It has to be by the permission of Almighty God. He allows these things. Verse 4, and I heard how many were sealed, 144,000. Those who were sealed were from every tribe out of the people of Israel. my brother and sister, John heard that the angel has sealed them by the order of God, my brother and sister. And he says, he gives us a number in verse 5. 12,000 out of the tribe of Judah was sealed. 12,000 out of the tribe of Reuben. 12,000 out of the tribe of Gad. Thousands out of the tribe of Asher. 12,000 out of the tribe of Naphtali. 12,000 out of the tribe of Manasseh. Manasseh, this week, has been on the news in Israel that the tribe of Manasseh is coming in. My brother and sister. And again, the right number has to be there. That's why God says to Brother Alberto, I remember in heaven, the Lord said, look to Israel. Israel is your time clock on earth, my brother and sister. So when all the tribes have come together in Israel, they had 11 tribes. Now Manasseh, which they believe is one of the smaller ones, are coming in by the thousands, my brother and sister, in the last few years. By putting now the 12 tribes together, my brother and sister, having 12,000 out of each, and the number has to be right. The numbers are important. A lot of people, when they read the Bible, they ignore a number, and they forget that numbers are important. They hear about the number of the beast is 666, but you forget also that in Lamech, the life of Lamech, 777 years, where, hallelujah, when he passed away, that when he passed away, immediately there was a change in humanity. Those men lived almost 1,000 years. But after he passed away, the only one out of that generation, his son Noah, was the last one. He died over 950 years, I believe, my brother and sister. Then nobody else died so old, so close to 1,000 years. My brother and sister, God has given us number, and they are specific. Hallelujah. And the number has to be, they are perfect. 12,000 is 12,000. It cannot be any less. Because some people may say, but Brother Elby, if we only have like 9,000, 7,000 out of the tribe of Manasseh, the last, how can the rapture go and the tribulation begin? That is a good question. It cannot happen. So now out of Africa, to fulfill that number, people are coming in out of the tribe. And these, the Jewish people have a system given to them by God on how to test the tribe by the last name of the mother, my brother and sister. They can follow their DNA right to the grandparents. They can follow them, their information right back to the grandparents because they already have a record of their grandparents, my brother and sister. So before they come in into the land of Israel, they're being checked. All their informations are being checked to make sure to say, okay, we're giving housing, free housing, and food stamps to these people, my brother and sister. And I say food stamp because they're giving them assistance. I say food stamp because that's what it is. But it's assistance, financial assistance for food. They're being given monthly and free housing in Israel as they are coming in. That's why the Golan High has been so disputed, which a lot of people don't agree. It's a very sensitive topic. But that land belongs to Israel. No matter what, you got to look into the Bible and look into the map. It belongs to Israel, which a lot of people don't agree. I will advise you to look up in the history of Israel. That land was given to the children of Israel. The Golan High belonged to Israel. And they are keeping up with the construction of housing for these that are coming in Manasseh, and the government is fully involved in this. The rabbi, the people are doing this. Whether people don't like or disagree is one thing, but whether the land of the Golan High belongs to the Jewish people, it does. It does belong to the Jewish people. So please keep Israel in prayer, my brother and sister, because this is one thing that the Palestinians are claiming, that the Golan High belongs to them, and they want the land to be given to them. My brother and sister, but that land belongs to the Jewish people. Amen. Very important. So the tribe of Manasseh has been on the news in Israel that they are coming in. And the Bible says there needs to be 12,000 of them fully before the Great Tribulation begins. 12,000 out of the tribe of Simeon, which is already there. 12,000 out of the tribe of Levi, which is already there. 12,000 out of the tribe of Issachar, which is already there. 12,000 out of the tribe of Zabulon, which is already there, and 12,000 from the tribe of Joseph, which is already there, and 12,000 of Benjamin. Hallelujah. We're sealed. This seal, my brother and sister, is a seal, as they used to seal the slave or the animal. They stood as the animal. Slave is a sensitive topic also. They will seal the animal ownership of someone who owns that animal. They had in a specific seal, and they will put that seal on the animal, my brother and sister, which is still down today in cow and animal, my brother and sister. And that identified the owner. God identified himself as the owner of these 12 tribes, my brother and sister. And it's been a concern in Israel for a year now. And they have put effort into this. They have put a lot of money into this, searching for the tribe of Manasseh. And this week in Israel, they said that they are coming in now. They are fully being verified by the history that the rabbi has in Israel, my brother and sister, of the grandparents of these people. And they are being brought in, my brother and sister, and 12,000 is the number that they need to have in Israel. They know that before Messiah returns, they need to have every single 12 tribe in there, and all these people need to be living in the land of Israel, because remember, God said he will give them protection there. This message is very important, okay? And this God's people around his throne in heaven. Verse 9, after these things, I saw a large crowd of every nation, tribe, people, and language. Hallelujah. No one was able to count how many people there were, and they were standing in front of the throne of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes, holding palm branches on their hand, and crying aloud, "Voice, salvation belongs to a God who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb." Now, this verse is confused with the 144,000 of the great multitude that comes out of the great tribulation, my brother and sister. But I want you to notice something that is given to us, and it's the information of salvation which belongs to our God, which he gives to us through our Lord Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in him might be saved. That is through our Lord Jesus Christ. And these 144,000 are chosen by God, my brother and sister, but we have a church that have received Christ as his Lord and Savior, who is going to be going home into the wedding celebration. I believe this is very specific to the bride, my brother and sister, because it says to God, into the throne, into the Lamb. Very specific, my brother and sister. And we know that God is able to do anything. Okay, God is able to do anything. He's able to save people quickly. He can save these 144,000 quickly, specifically, and bring them in, my brother and sister, because Christ can reveal himself to them quickly, easily. And a lot of people believe that the Lord already revealed himself to the 144,000. They believe because 500 Jewish people every week in Israel through a Christian radio from the United States are being saved. And the belief and the thinking is that, my brother and sister, these 144,000 are already saved, already being saved in Israel, specifically them, and they are separated unto the Lord. My brother and sister, for the coming of the Lord, the second coming of the Lord. I noticed that people have confused the second coming of the Lord with the rapture, departure of the bride of Christ. The Apostle Paul is very clear. He says that Jesus will come in the cloud, my brother and sister, with the trumpet of God. Hallelujah. And those that he's going to take away, like in the midnight hour, during the darkest time, he comes in there, he takes his bride, my brother and sister, boom, and he's gone. On the second coming, all eyes will see him. All eyes will see him. Because he's coming over the earth with great power and great mind. The Bible says in Matthew 24, my brother and sister, in the book of Revelation, okay? And as he comes this way, all eyes see him. And as they see him, they recognize him immediately, everyone, from every corners of the earth. That is totally different than the Lord coming in the cloud to bring home his bride. These are two separate events that in the last days, pastors and leaders are putting it together. And that is not right. That is not correct. That is not the teaching of the Lord. Because Jesus said in Matthew, in, in John 14, which I'm going to read, my brother and sister, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I will advise people that as I talk about these things and I read the verse, they will also follow, my brother and sister. John 14, verse 1. Don't be troubled. Believe in God. Believe in me. My Father's house has many rooms, and if it was not true, I would have told you, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again. Then I will bring you into my presence so that you will be, hallelujah, where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going, the Lord says to the disciple. And then we have Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me. If you have known me, you will also know my Father for now and how, and you know him through me and have seen him and me. Very clear, my brother and sister. This going home with the Lord, with Jesus, the rapture, departure, my brother and sister, is very specific. I find one of my older Geneva Bible, 1555. I also found my King James today in my storage, my brother and sister. And I put them together, and I went to the verse of Thessalonians, where it says the departing first. The men of sin will not be revealed until the departing first. It doesn't say fall away. It says departing. I read it. Hallelujah. And I rejoiced in it because that's what is coming first. The rapture is an event that is about to happen, my brother and sister. Yes, we have 3 days of darkness. Yes, we will have an earthquake tsunami, my brother and sister. But these are signs of the end before the coming of the Lord for sure. Amen. But we need to be specific. Hallelujah. And I want to be specific through the word of God here as I continue to teach the word. Because the Lord, this is something he confirms to me last week, to be specific and to clarify this point. Because many are being confused with the second coming and the rapture, which are two different events. My brother and sister, which the Lord has shown me both. Several times he has shown me the rapture and twice or more the second coming. And both the events are totally different. Have nothing to do with each other. Hallelujah. If people who are serving the Lord but are not ready for the rapture, they will have to stay for the second coming or being beheaded during the Great Tribulation. These are the way that people can be saved. But whoever stay for the Great Tribulation will either have to be beheaded or go through the worst time on this earth for 7+ years. My brother and sister, and I say plus because there's a couple of weeks after the 7 years. Okay? So 7+ years, my brother and sister, people will have to stay on the earth and go through the worst time ever in humanity, like they never, hallelujah, been before, like or never be again, Jesus said in Matthew 24. So the Lord was very happy. The Lord confirmed this to me last week. He said, yes, my son, yes. Make sure you explain it to them. Hallelujah, because many people are being confused again with the coming of the Lord, my brother and sister. And the Bible is very clear in regard to this topic. Verse 11, and the angels stood around the throne with the leader and the four living creatures. And they bow in front of the throne with their faces touching the ground, worshiping God, and said, you notice that when he talks about all the way to verse 10, the 144,000, it tells you right in chapter 7 of the book of Revelation what happens on the earth in the beginning of those verses. And then what happens in the heaven? Ask my brother and sister. While this is happening on the earth and heaven, worship to the Lord is happening. Jesus Christ is the same today, today, and forever. While he's doing a mighty work on the earth and heaven, he's being worshipped. He's doing mighty, different work. And still the same God. He's still the same Lord. He's only presence. He's able to do all this with no problem, my brother and sister. Amen. Praise, glory, wisdom, thanks, honor, power, and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the leaders asked me, who are these people wearing white robes? Where did they come from? And I answered him, sir, you know. Then he told me, these are the people who are coming out of the terrible suffering. Notice how I wanted to read this, the Word of God Bible to you. Hallelujah. Because the Word of God Bible, it has that more clear pronunciation of the Word of God. my brother and sister. And hallelujah. And I could read it to you from the King James. It's still the same message, but this, I believe it clarifies it a little better. These are the people who are coming out of the terrible suffering. And the King James says, out of the great tribulation. These are the people that are coming out of the great tribulation. My brother and sister, praise your Lord. Praise your Yeshua. That's verse 14. Let me go ahead and put it on the King James. Set it on the King James. And just to show you, my brother and sister, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 14. And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these, hallelujah, that came out of the great tribulation and have washed their robe and made white in the blood of the Lamb. Notice how people will have to go through the suffering. Okay? Great suffering is what the Word of God says. Great tribulation is what this King James Bible says, my brother and sister, which means the same. Hallelujah. But again and again, people will have to go through great suffering for 7 years specifically. Specifically, which the Lord told me last week to be specific with the message. Be specific. Don't like other people are mixing the message. And that is confusing people, making them think that it's okay to stay for the 7 year great tribulation because that it's the same thing that the church will have to go through the great tribulation. Nonsense. The Lord has been very specific. His bride, his children, his elect, the selected one, are not going to go through the great tribulations. He's going to take us before the great tribulation, pre-raptured. Once we're in heaven, some of us like me, he's going to send us to the great tribulation in our glorified body already to help our other people. My brother and sister, this is important that we are specific in this because no confusion comes out of God. God is not a God of confusion. It's in his word. So that's why I have to be specific. My brother and sister, praise the Lord. He's not a God of confusion. Verse 15, therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Again, the Lord has his throne in the third heaven, first planet. My brother and sister, it's the third heaven. He has his throne in the third heaven, second planet, and third heaven, third planet, which the Apostle Paul seen or heard of in 2 Corinthians, my brother and sister. Amen? That means there are three planets. He's very specific. The Apostle Paul says third heaven, third level, which means that there are two other levels. Probably did not see, but he describes it this way. I seen the other two levels, my brother and sister. I believe these people can go to the third heaven, first planet, and be before the throne, because I seen what in celebration, the third planet, first level, where I seen the Lord preparing the wedding, everything for the wedding for those that are coming in. I believe in the rapture, and in the rapture, so many people coming in, but here there will be people that will be beheaded that are coming in there. My brother and sister, okay? Now, the door being closed, Father is the one that closed the door, which indicates Father's in the third heaven, third level. That means they will not be allowed to go to the third heaven because Father's closing the door. That means there's a limitation from them, thank you, sister, from them that are going into the third heaven, third level, third heaven, okay? They won't be able to go to that third level. They will only be able to go to the first level, maybe second level afterward, my brother and sister. But not to the third level because the door will be closed. Very specific. I seen that in heaven. I seen that in the revelation of the Lord, my brother and sister. I believe after these things happen, people will understand more. I know a lot of people have a lot of questions. The best way is to fast and pray and call and pray and ask the Lord to reveal his word to you, to help you understand the meaning of the word, of his revelation, my brother and sister. Because when the Lord, the Holy Spirit helps you, you are able to understand. He will amplify the word to you. He will make it clear. He will have you view it in understanding. He will give you wisdom. He will have you understand this mystery with great wisdom, and you will be able to understand the meaning of what we are speaking tonight, my brother and sister. Praise your Lord, because I know a lot of people have a lot of questions. Amen. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serving. These are the ones that came out of the great tribulation, beheaded. in his temple, he that sat on the throne to dwell among them, and they shall hunger no more, neither thirst no more, neither shall the sun nor light of them, nor of any heat. My brother and sister, there's a clear indication here that in the last days, we will experience great heat. I'm going to focus on the heat because there's a heat wave on the earth now. And I heard a sister by the Lord talking about this heat that is on the earth. And God has prophesied to this prophet that there will be great heat on the earth. Even in Shomi, I remember years ago, that there will be great heat on the earth. My brother and sister, in the United States and in other countries, people have been experiencing great heat wave. My brother and sister, very, very disastrous heat. People who's been even going to the beach, according to the news, has been harmed. Shalom, servants. And they've been experiencing this great heat. It's not good for your health. Be careful. Try to stay inside door with your air conditioner, my brother and sister, because it's hot. It is hot. There is a heat wave on the earth, my brother and sister. And the Bible says in the book of Revelation that there will be heat. But those that will go to be in with God and from the great tribulation that are beheaded for the Lord will not experience heat. Now, I believe we're experiencing heat now, but these are pre-tribulation heat. That means the heat that we're experiencing now, later it will be 50 to 70 degrees more during the great tribulation. Why? Because what I seen, the Lord took me to the great tribulation a few years ago, I remember, and show me houses going on fire because of the heat of the sun. Buildings, trees, wilderness. We know that some of this is happening in California, my brother and sister. But in the scale that the Lord showed me, it will be practically all over the country, all over the U.S. After the rapture of the bride of Christ that is soon to come, there going to be so many fire going off that he will be so strong, God showed me years ago, that the major rivers and lakes in the United States are going dry. Dry, my brother and sister, which they never been dry for over 300 years. No one has seen them dry ever, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. They will be dry, completely dry. City, town, state will be without water because of the heat, my brother and sister. God showed this to me. I was stunned. I saw people with going to the lakes, Great Lakes, where they had a pot of water here and there, and they were getting that water to shower, to try to filter the water, I believe, and be able to boil or cook anything with it. My brother and sister, you need water to shower and so much more. And I saw people struggling with these things. My brother and sister, it's coming. It is coming. This is why looking forward to be going home in the rapture is the best you and I can do. Please focus on Jesus, my brother and sister, because so much is coming. We want to be ready to be going home with the Lord. My brother and sister, take time to fast. Take time to pray. Commit your life to the Lord, because I am telling you, things are going to get worse in the months to come. My brother and sister, the heat wave is already affecting people. A lot of people are saying they haven't experienced it this way. This is nothing. This is just the beginning, as the Lord has said. Much more than this will be, and much longer. If we have a heat wave like this for months, 6 months, or a year, what do you think the effect will be on the land? Rivers and lakes will go dry, my brother and sister. It is coming. It is coming. And then not experiencing rain for a year more, it is terrible, my brother and sister. God is telling us these things before they happen for us to get ready before they come. Praise the Lord. Verse 17. For the Lamb is, hallelujah, who is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, shall lead them into living fountain of water, and God shall wipe away their tear from their eyes. Notice what Jesus is going to do. Remember the book of 2 Thomas that the Lord took her to the river or lakes and caught a fish and prepare the fish, clean out the fish, and season the fish. They had seasoned right to the nest, to the lake, and they had a grill right there. And Jesus grilled a fish for Sister Chu Thomas and have her eat a piece of that fish. She said, It was the best fish she ever ate. My brother insisted. Well, Revelation 7, the Lamb will feed them. He's going to cook for you. Jesus is going to feed your fish and some and fruit. I saw them eating fruit. I was invited to eat apple in heaven. My brother insisted. I am telling you, I had a fruit in heaven. It is incomparable with anything we have. Incomparable. The fruit has the presence of God in it. Mighty presence of the Almighty God. And when you take that fruit like I ate a cherry, my Lord, my God, I believe I was going to blow up in pieces. My brother and sister was so powerful with the presence of God. My brother and sister, I was only told to eat one. In the beginning, I didn't understand why. I said to my father in heaven, like, Dad, why am I only allowed to eat one? I looked at him. He said, that's what I was told to tell you. Only eat one. So in obedience, I ate one. My Lord, I looked up to the cloud in heaven because the power of God was overwhelming. Mighty, mighty power of God in that cherry that I ate. No one told me heaven was like this. My brother insisted, my Lord. And Jesus wants to feed you when you go to heaven. That means that people has so little presence of God that when you come in, Jesus will say, okay, I know what you need. Eat the cherry. And you'll be full of the presence of God when you eat that cherry. Praise you, Lord, in that glorified body. It's going to be mighty. It's going to be awesome. Some people have experienced tiredness when they go to heaven, and they've been allowed to eat fruit. I'm telling you, I remember the first time I was not allowed to eat this fruit. It looks like a mango, and I ate some of it. I took a bite. I was like, wow, wow, wow. I felt the presence of God. I was jumping from one branch of the tree of mango to another in joy. I felt such a joy in presence of God. I was jumping. I jumped down. I ran. I was like, I ran to see the Lord, seeing the Lord Jesus. Jesus was giving a Bible study up there. I didn't know that Jesus still giving Bible study. I thought he only did it in Jerusalem when he was on the earth, around the area of Jerusalem. No, my brother and sister. Shalom, Sister Loretta. The Lord Jesus loved to teach his word. Like he says, his word is alive. His word is powerful, he says to me. My brother insisted, and he was teaching these believers that came into heaven, redeemed people that had died, his word, his Bible study. And I knew this was special. And they're schooling heaven a Bible study. My brother insisted, powerful Bible study. They teach the word. The teachers are mighty old redeemed, full of knowledge and wisdom of God. And they teach the word of God. With such a love and presence of God, my brother and sister, that you just want to be there listening because the presence of God is so strong and so awesome and so good, and you're full of joy and full of peace. You have zero concern in heaven and full of joy and peace. You don't want to come out of the presence of God. I am telling you, Lord, let them feel your presence tonight like if they were in heaven, Lord. Give them a piece of the pie of your presence. In Jesus' name I pray. In Jesus' name I ask. Lord Jesus, mighty Lord, fill the land with oil, Lord. Those that are listening tonight, Lord, you said that those that will come and listen, their land will be full with oil. I pray, Lord, that the listener tonight, their land will be filled with oil in Yeshua's name, Jehoshua's name, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord. Mighty Lord, mighty God, thank you, Jesus. He wants to fill a lamp with oil. My brother and sister, Lord, give them joy. Give them peace tonight. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord. Fill my brother Strata with joy, with peace. Cover him with your blood, body, soul, and spirit. Fill it with your joy and presence. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Jesus. The Lord wants us to be filled, my brother and sister. Give all worry and concern to him and pray, Lord, take my worry. Take my concern, Lord. Anything that I'm concerned, anything that I'm worried, because if I'm worried, if I'm concerned, I'm sinning before your presence. Lord, I don't want to sin no more. Say to the Lord, I don't want to sin no more. Fill me with your presence, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Give all worry. Give all concern to Jesus. Give it to him. Shalom, Brother Miguel. Give on your word. Give on your concern. Lord, take my worry. Take my concern. Fill me with your love. Fill me with your peace. Fill me with your joy in Jesus' name. The Lord will fill you. Fill him, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. You don't need to be worried. You don't need to be concerned because you're sinning when you do. When you worry and concern, God is in the throne and God is in control of our life and situation and circumstances. No matter what we're going through, he's in control of our life. My brother and sister, he's taking care of us. He's taking care of us. We are where we are because he's taking care of us and our family. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, what an awesome God we serve, mighty Jesus. Mighty Yeshua, for the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne shall feed them. Jesus wants to feed you. Hallelujah. Not just with food, with his joy, with his oil, with his, hallelujah, with his presence, with his power, with his anointing, with his fire. He wants to feed you. He wants to feed you. Open your heart for him to feed you tonight. In Jesus' name, Lord, fill the Lamb with oil. Filled with him, with all your Jesus, in Jesus' name, let him feed you. Open your heart. Open your heart to Jesus, and let him feed you tonight with oil. Hallelujah. They like oil, that oil and that anointing lasts you all night long, all weekend long, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Yeshua. He is awesome. He is awesome. Open your heart. Believe him. Repent your doubt and unbelief to the Lord. Lord, I repent my doubt, my pride, and my unbelief. Jesus, I'm sorry. I am so sorry, Lord, for my pride, doubt, and unbelief. Cleanse out of my heart and my life, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The Lord, take it away, Jesus. Fill my life with joy. Fill my life with peace. Fill my life with your love, Lord Jesus. With your oil, Lord, fill my lamp with your oil. Jesus' name, the Lord will fill you. He will fill your life. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. The Lord shall feed them. The Lord in the throne will feed them. And he shall lead them into living fountain of water. And God shall wipe away all tear from their eyes. Oh, he wants to wipe away all your tears. All your hurting, all your suffering, all your pain. He wants to heal you. Say, Lord, heal me. Heal me, Jesus. Heal my heart, Lord. Heal my life. Heal my soul. Heal my spirit, Lord. Heal me from anything, from any hurting, Lord. That's hurting, Lord. Hallelujah, that I've gone through. Lord, people that have offended me, people that have hurt me, Lord. Hallelujah. Heal my soul. Heal my spirit. Heal my body. In Jesus' name, I pray. The Lord will heal you. Ask him to heal you. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Let him make you whole. Let him heal you completely. In Jesus' name, praise you, Yeshua. The Apostle John in Revelation 8, he says, and when I opened the seventh seal, there was a sign in heaven for about half an hour. Praise you, Lord. Notice that when there's something important that happens in heaven, my brother and sister, there's silence. When Father is about to speak, when the Lord is about to speak, they're quiet. That is a sign of respect to God. That's a sign of submission. That is a sign of humbleness, humility. Remember that humility in heaven is the highest. Pride is the lowest. God doesn't want anyone with pride. Hallelujah. God wants us humble like his son. My brother insisted in his presence. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Verse 2, and I saw the seven angels who stood before God. To them were given seven trumpets, my brother and sister, because this is God's plan. Hallelujah. It's not like they chose seven trumpets and said, let's sound this trumpet. No. These are God's direction. Hallelujah. This is God directing his throne. Everyone in heaven does the will of God. That's why Jesus said on earth, not my will, Father. For thy will be done. We follow after the Lord, seeking the will of God and not our own. As Jesus said to me the week before last week, my son, you will not have these headaches. You will not go through these trouble if you ask me to guide you, to lead you, my son. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you ask me to lead you, I will lead you. I will guide you before you make a choice, and you will not have desert, he says to me. And this is a fact, because this is the way it is in heaven, my brothers and sisters. And another angel came and stood, hallelujah, at the altar, having a golden censer. And it was given unto him much incense. It was given. Hallelujah. You follow the leading? You follow the understanding here? God is the one telling them what to do. He is the one, the Lord is the one giving them what they need to use. And God wants to lead us the same on this earth, my brother and sister, because God can provide us according to his riches and glory. They were given unto him much incense, and he should offer it with the prayer of all saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. My brother and sister, you notice how the great tribulation begins? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The angel before God, they were given seven trumpets. But look what they were about to do, to open the seventh seal, which only the Lord Jesus can do. My brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Yeshua. Notice how the prayer of the saints before the great tribulations are brought before the throne of God. If you've been praying for your vaccinated family or anybody to be safe, that is not being that those prayers of you and mine are not being ignored. They're being stored. And you may go home and not see them safe, but your prayer are being put in a censer in heaven. My brother and sister, that golden censer. Hallelujah. And it was given unto me much incense that it should offer it with the prayer of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. This golden censer being put on fire was being ordered by God through for Aaron and his son to do before the altar. My brother insisted. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So all the prayer was being remembered by God for anyone who was being praying out of the children of Israel. Now that this seven seal are going to be opened, this was a practice during the times of Moses, from all of them all the way to the end. This same tradition, this same teaching, this same commandment that God gave Moses has been done, my brothers and sisters, since the beginning of the prayer of the saints, the praying of God's people for their people. And this is how people are being saved, through the prayer of other people. I am saved today because of the prayer of other people. Yes, it's plan of God, but God always used people to save, to pray for people, to save those other people. This is the way it is set by God from the beginning. And this rule follow, my brother and sister. So now here, the great tribulation, the seals are about to be in open. And what is being presented now with the incense? The prayer of the saints, my brother and sister. Praise the Lord. That means that before the great tribulation, your prayer are presented, and whoever stay behind out of your family, whoever stay behind during the great tribulations, your prayer goes before the throne of God, before they even go into the great tribulation. My brother and sister, that means that God will hear your prayer before the great tribulation begins, right from the beginning of the great tribulations, and whatever is going to happen in their life, whatever God is going to allow, my brother and sister, it will be for the salvation of your family souls. Because you've been praying to them, for them to be in safe. And God now takes our prayer very serious. He takes it before his throne. And God, who is faithful, no one is more faithful than him, who answers prayer, who says, ask and thou shalt receive. My brother and sister, now he says, I said in my word, ask and thou shalt receive. And as I saw the Lord before the throne, he was answering people's prayer. And as prayer was coming to the earth before his throne, as they were coming in, I saw Jesus saying, amen, I answer your prayer. Amen, I answer your prayer. Yes, I give you that. Yes, I answer your prayer. My brother and sister, he answered people's prayer. Don't take prayer lightly. Take it serious. Take your prayer like life and death. My brother and sister, continue to pray for your family no matter what you see them do. Because even if you go home, your prayer will also go before the throne, and God will have mercy on their soul, and save them because of your prayer, my brother and sister. Praise you, Jesus. They will have high priority for salvation because of your prayer. Remember that. This is important. Revelation 8. Revelation 8. And smoke and incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended before God out of the angel's hand. My brother and sister, notice how the prayer goes with the incense, with the smoke, right before Father. My brother and sister, hallelujah. It's a sincere, pure prayer at his people's heart. That's why the Holy Spirit is in us and quicken us to pray. My brother and sister, because the prayer of the saints to God are very special. He doesn't ignore one prayer, but he takes them serious, and he's going to answer people's prayer, my brother and sister, in the days to come. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire from the altar and cast it to the earth, and there were voices and thundering and lightning and earthquake. You notice what happened here? He takes, hallelujah, my brother and sister, he takes the censer, which contained the prayer, cast it to the earth, hallelujah. And what happened? Boys, because prayer comes with boys. But you don't imagine that they also come with thundering, that they're so powerful, my brother and sister. Our prayer is so powerful that when it's released over the land, it can cause thundering, lightning, and earthquake. My Lord, my God. You don't imagine that about your prayer. It never came to your mind that your prayer is so powerful. That if your prayer are dropping to the land, it will create an earthquake. It will destroy a nation. My brother insisted. You don't think about your prayer being so powerful, right? Creating thundering, lightning, an earthquake. My Lord, my God. You didn't imagine that, right? That is the power. That is the prayer of the saints. My brother and my sister. That when they are released upon anything, nothing can stop it. No devil, no demon, no Nephtalim can stop your prayer. That's why you got to understand the power of your prayer, the thundering and the lightning and the earthquake your prayer can create. It can make everything unstable. It can remove anything. It can remove Biden. It can remove government. It can remove anybody. Your prayer, the prayer of the saints. That's why, my brother and sister, the menacing cannot be revealed, says Paul. Unless there's a departing, unless there's a rapture departure of the bride of Christ on the earth, the man of sin cannot reveal himself because the prayer of the saint is so powerful that if he reveal himself before and people pray, he's done. He's doomed. That's his end, my brother and sister. So he has to be in hiding. He has to hide himself. Hallelujah. In a place where no one can see him, no Christian can see him. Christian pray. If Christian intercede, my brother and sister, how many times this earth has been ready to go to hell and people have prayed and God has lifted up again and given life? The praying of the saint is so powerful. People ignore the most powerful thing. And the most powerful thing you and I can do is pray, my brother and sister. I remember she was told to my aunt in hell. She was one of the first people that got COVID-19. She almost died, or she did die according to the doctor, for a few hours. And she was taken to heaven. And she was up there with the Lord and the angel, the redeemed. And the Lord called her out and said, my daughter, the most powerful things you can do on earth is not give people food or clothing or anything like a lot of you people do. Powerful thing you can do for someone, Jesus said, it's pray, my daughter. It's pray. It's the most powerful thing you can do. No one in the Lord's house has ever met her or known her. It led us people where she was dying to pray for her. And Jesus showed the group of people here from the Lord's hour that were praying for her, my brother and sister, from heaven. And the Lord says, look at these people from the United States. She's in the land, island, praying for you. And she looked and saw down and saw this group of people from the Lord's hour praying for her from heaven. And the Lord says to her, these are my people. These are my elect that they are praying for you. And she was stunned, My brother and sister, the prayer of the righteous availeth much. You have no idea the lightning and thundering, an earthquake your prayer can create. You thought this can create earthquake, that can create. No, the prayer of the saint can create those things. My brother and sister, lightning, thundering, and earthquake. Remember what your prayer can create. No, don't forget this. It's in the word of God. Read it. Hallelujah. Verse 6 says, the seven angels who have the seven trumpets prepared to sound. And the first angel sounded. And they followed hail, fire mingled with blood. And they were cast upon the earth. And third part of the tree were burned up. And all the green grass burned up. My brother insisted. Now here, we learn of the power of blood. We first learned the power of prayer. Now we learn the power of blood. My brother insisted. Hallelujah. The power of blood is so powerful. The Bible says life is in the blood. I thank you, Jesus. That when the blood is mingled, hallelujah, praise you, Jesus, hallelujah, fire, hail, and fire mingle with blood. What comes out of that? What comes out when you miss anything with blood? So you can see the blood of the saints, how our blood, our DNA, have been separated from God from the beginning, uncontaminated, like the blood of Noah and his children. The blood of Noah was so pure. He was such a holy man before God. God preserved his DNA. God preserved his blood because life is in the blood, my brother and sister. In case you never heard about the power of the blood of the saints, my brother and sister, you need to learn it. The angels sounded, they followed hail and mingle with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. My brother insisted. Third part of the tree were burned up. Imagine what the blood of Abel came down on the ground. Holy Abel. My brother insisted. Hallelujah. The earth became so different. My brother insisted. The earth became so violently. It changed everything. It changed humanity forever. When the blood of Abel hit the ground, my brother and sister, the earth was not the same anymore. We can read that in Genesis 4, my brother and sister. Praise you, Jesus. When Cain killed Abel, my brother and sister, the blood of Abel cried unto God. It's a holy intercessor of blood. But it's much more than that, my brother and sister. Speak for itself. But when it's dropping to the ground, what happened? A third part of the tree will burn up. That is the power of the blood. They don't understand. No country understand. Well, when our blood, the blood of the saint, is dropping to the ground like the blood of Abel, my brother and sister, they are fire. They are created. Don't be surprised if people have been killing, Christians have been killing, like in California, that was the starter of those fire. My brother insisted, in case you're wondering what is the starter of these things, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The third part of the earth will burn up, and all the green grass will burn up. That is the power of the blood. The power of our prayer. Hallelujah. Listen again. The angel took from the altar the censer filled with fire from the altar and cast it onto the earth. It has the power of our prayer in there. Hallelujah. Thundering, lightning, an earthquake, our prayer created on the earth. It began to destroy the earth, the prayer of the same one that was dropped on the earth. Now when the blood is dropped, my brother and sister, hallelujah, the tree will burn up, the green grass will burn up. Is that something to take lightly? People take these things lightly. No, not in God. You cannot take these things lightly, my brother and sister, because if they continue to kill saints, the earth will shake, the earth will burn, tornado will awaken, so much things are going to happen that they will not be able to stop it because it's the blood of the saint. It's the prayer of the saint, my brother insisted. When people continue to pray more and to seek more, this earth is not going to stop shaking. Hallelujah. It's the prayer of the saint that creates lightning and thundering and earthquake. My brother and sister, it's the blood of the saint that burns up all the tree, that burns up all the grass. My brother and sister, you didn't know that your prayer and your blood can cause these things. My Lord, and it's in the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 8. The second angel sounded as it was a great mountain burning with fire, and it was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. Hallelujah. The blood, as it came into the ground, it covers so much of the ground that when the angel takes the mountain that are burning because of the blood, throws it into the sea, what happened? Hallelujah. The third part of the sea becomes blood. Your blood has no end. Your blood is full of power, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it cannot be stopped. The blood of the same. Hallelujah. And the third part of the creature were in the sea, hallelujah, in her life, die. And the third part of the ship will be destroyed. As your blood, as the blood of the same get cast into the ground, as people are killed, what happened? The ground gets full of the powerful blood that can create thundering and lightning. When they throw it into the sea, it can destroy the fish, and it can destroy carrier. My brother and sister, it can destroy the weapons of man easily. Our blood is more powerful than any carrier from the U.S. and Russia in any country. Any submarine from this country, our blood is more powerful. Listen to what God says. And the third, destroy the third part of the ship that will destroy. Did that sound to you that the blood is something soft or something to be ignored? No. No, no, no. Our blood is so powerful that if our life is taken and thrown into the sea, carriers and submarines are destroyed full of people. My brother and sister, that's the power of the blood of the saints that people have ignored for years. My brother and sister, how many kingdoms have come down after they killed Christians and the blood was shed on the ground? The whole Roman Empire came down completely. The power of the blood of the saints. Oh, my Lord. And the prayer of the saints. Two things that they don't want to miss with. They don't want to miss with the secret power of God that he has put in our life, my brother and sister, that if they come against us, throw us in FEMA camp and behead us, and the moment that blood hits the ground, that's the end of their life in government and weapons. Because our weapons is greater. No weapon formed against us will prosper. The Bible says, why? Because our blood in us is mightier destroyer, my brother and sister. And their weapon will be destroyed. Their government will come down, my brother and sister. Hallelujah, Lord. Verse 10. And the third angel sounded, and there fell great star from heaven, hallelujah, burning as it was a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the river and upon, hallelujah, the fountains of water. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. God has, and this is in the book of Job, stone. Job says, separated until the last days, until the days of judgment. These are stars that are in heaven that will fell, like Brother Ephraim saw. He saw a star. He saw like a meteor coming down from heaven, hitting the earth, and creating great tsunami and great destruction over Puerto Rico and the United States and the islands like the Bahamas and so much island, my brother and sister. They're going to come down and destroy so much. So much. But notice that our prayers are mentioned first. Our blood is mentioned first. Our prayer are more powerful. This is the more powerful weapon. And our blood is another powerful weapon. Destroyer, my brother and sister. And then our star. Our blood destroys the third part. This star destroys the first star, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. Look how powerful our blood is. In the name of the star, it's called wormwood. And the third part of the water became wormwood, and there were many that died of the water because they were made bitter, my brother and sister. That means that whatever gas, as a scientist are studying space, they said that some stars, some planets contain these kind of chemical gas, my brother and sister, that they're still studying, and they believe it to be deadly, but they haven't been able to get there. They have taken photo. And when these robots, they got in Mars and different places, they have taken sample, my brother and sister. But I don't believe they're telling us the truth. The Bible tells us the truth. that some of these thoughts are so bitter, the chemical that is in them is so bitter that it can destroy life, my brother and sister, because many die because from the water. And the moment this chemical hit the water from these thoughts, it contaminates it to being so bad, so evil, that people die, my brother and sister. There'll be so many things coming down during the Great Tribulation because the protector, the Lord protection over this earth, as Jesus showed me, his hand is on this earth right now, keeping all the evil ones in place where God wants them to be locked up. But once the Lord removes his hand, they are free immediately to go around about, my brother and sister. And these stars or meteors that will come in from space, our space has a protected cup that things can hit them through it, and they're difficult to penetrate our planet, my brother and sister. But I believe all that is going to be removed. I believe these evil angels are going to make it soft or remove whatever's in there, damage, because they damage everything. And then meteors and everything will come directly into our planet. My brother and sister, that's one belief. The other one is what the Lord says, that he's going to change everything. Now he's going to suspend the natural, the Lord has said in the prophecy, for the supernatural to flow. Okay? I will say this, the Lord doing it. I will not say the demon. I will say the Lord will do it as he suspend the natural for the supernatural to flow. Because again, he had looked at me and said, I'm in control. So whatever people are saying the demon are going to do, we got to take that for granted and believe only God, my brother and sister. So I'm sorry I said the first, but the second one is the truth. The Lord will be the one doing it, not anybody else. Verse 12. The first angel sounded, and the third part of the sound was smitten, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Well, Joel 2:28 says that the sun will turn into darkness and the moon into blood. So whatever is going to affect the sun, John said in what he saw that it was smitten, it was hit. I believe that's what it means, my brother and sister, by something. Something is going to hit our sun. And scientists, I know, have been studying that meteor going around our solar system. If for some reason our sun is hit by something, as it said in the book of Revelation, that is going to be hit, smitten, hit. My brother and sister, let me praise your Lord. I believe that's the meaning of smitten there, but let me confirm it through the dictionary. Thank you, Jesus, because this is important. This is important, my brother and sister. Hallelujah, because this has been the fear of the scientists, and it's in the Word of God, my brother and sister. Which means deeply affected. That's what smitten means. Hallelujah. So something is going to hit it that is going to affect it. My brother and sister, I don't think it's solar flare, as some of the scientists says. Something is going to hit the sun, or something is going to cause the sun a change, because it's an effect, some kind of effect. Something is going to affect our solar system. The only thing the Bible said, that the sun will turn into darkness and the moon into blood. Something is going to cause this. Again, I will say the Lord, my brother and sister, because the Great Tribulation is the punishment of God over evil. So God is punishing humanity for the evil, the sin and the trespasses. So I will say God is the one doing this. I will not attribute anything to the devil in regard to this, because God is in control. The sun was smitten, third part of the moon and the third part of the star. So the third part of them were darkened, and on the third day shone not, and nine like wise. So again, I share that there was a long time ago, in one of my jobs, I saw this sister share a dream where the brother had a dream that when the Great Tribulation began, as it says also in the book of Revelation, the like a great oven, it was opened from hell. And all these demons were coming out like the locusts. And immediately the sun became dark and the moon became blood as they were being released. Now, the thinking here is they were the one causing this. It could be, but I don't think they have the power. I believe God has the power, as the Word of God says. It's something to be studying. It's something to be asking the Lord, because God had looked at me and said, I'm in control. So that means we have to not attribute anything that's going to happen to the demon or anybody else, because God has all the power. God is in control, not them. And he is the one opening this gray oven from hell in which these locusts and all these demons comes out, my brother and sister. Not man, not the demon himself, but only God. So we have to say that God is the one who has all this power. Verse 13, and beheld, I heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because there are other voices, a trumpet, and three other angels, which are to sound. Notice that these angels got a specific order from God to sound the trumpet, my brother and sister. And when the trumpet are sound, then these events begin to happen immediately. Okay? The seal, the trumpet, my brother and sister, when the seals are open, these things happen. When the sounds of trumpet, these things happen. So all is coming from God. He is the one who has the power to do all these things. Nobody else, my brother and sister. Verse 9, Revelation 9, or verse 4, and the first angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. There you go. There you go, my brother and sister. Okay? When this angel, when the trumpet is sound, this angel fall from heaven to the earth. Notice where it's falling to, not to hell. It's falling to the earth. That means that these events specifically are going to happen over the earth. And humanity is going to experience the effect. Because remember, the Lord revealed me this. Now people don't see demons. They don't see principality unless their eyes are open. But the Lord has assured me that when the great tribulation begins, everyone are going to see demons and principality and Nephtali and walking the earth. Okay? The Lord got his hand right now on everyone not to see it, keeping them away. But the Lord have assured me that when the great tribulation begins, this is why when people say that the church is going to the great tribulation, it's nonsense. That is not biblical. That is not in the Word, my brothers and sisters. Okay? And so when the church is removed, first of all, because the church is being removed into safety, okay? Isaiah said, come into my chamber until the indignation pass. The indignation is a great tribulation. Come into thy chamber. Chamber is the place of change. It's a place where you and I, as high priest of the Lord, bride of the Lord, go in there, which I've been there. I've gone through the experience in Revelation. And I saw my day as changing myself and my brothers and sisters also changing themselves for the wedding. Come into thy chamber until the indignation pass away, the great tribulation. My brothers, that's what the great prophet of the Lord Isaiah prophesied about the rapture. That's what the rapture is. God bringing us into the place of safety, into the place of protection before the great tribulation begin. Jesus spoke to me last week very clearly in regard to this. To make this point clear, no more confusion. God is not a God of confusion. Shalom, Sister Luna. He wants me to make this point clear to people, my brother and sister. Make it clear to them, the Lord says. He doesn't want confusion on his people. The church is not going to stay in the great tribulation. They're not going to see the evil of the great tribulation. We're not appointing them to wrath, but unto salvation, the Word of God says. Okay? Told me to make this point very clear, and that's what I'm doing. Making it very clear. You don't need to be confused about what's going to happen because I'm making it clear here. My brother and sister, He has shown me several times before the rapture, after the rapture, before the tribulation, after the great tribulation, detail by details. He has shown me. When the church goes, confusion comes in. The great tribulation begins. My brother and sister, okay? That's why revival, as the Lord has shown me, will be before, weeks before the rapture. Weeks before the rapture, as he has shown it to me. But great details. First come the 3 days of darkness. In the 3 days of darkness, we are changing from forward. And then we'll send out in the revival. Right after the 3 days of darkness, we go into revival. My brother and my sister. And he'll send that out clear, clear. And revival goes. Sure revival. Sure revival. And it will go. And the revival is not going to be for long. I thought it would be for at least 3 months. No, a lot less. A lot less than that. And once we finish, we come before Jesus is still on the earth. So we can see him clearly, my brother and sister, and mighty hand of God. During the revival, as the Lord has said through his prophet, the supernatural, the natural gets suspended, and the supernatural goes. And we go out, we get changed and transformed in our glorified body to go out to evangelize the people and family he wants us to do. Just today, the Lord spoken this through one of his prophets, Shirley, Sister Shirley. Very clear God is being in regard to this. Revival, he has saying, is about to come upon the land, upon the earth. Through his church, through his elect and selected one, through those that are humble, he is saying, that are seeking in him holiness and righteousness, that are separating themselves from sin in the world. He's very specific, because many will even probably get mad when they see the Lord choosing these other people and not them. The Lord is very clear. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. And in these 3 days of darkness, we are going to see the Lord. But without holiness, no one will see the Lord. He's very clear in his word. Don't get mad at the Lord if you're not chosen for the revival. Thank him if he takes you home early or whatever he does in your life. My brother and sister, we just need to understand. I'm making this very clear how events are going to take place as Jesus himself has spoken them to me. He has come to me several times in the past months and week, standing right in front of me in the revelation of the Lord, speaking to me face to face. No half of his body or nothing, no. Face to face, me seeing him speaking to me. My brother and sister, being very specific to me, leaving no detail behind. And I have come here and told you so. My brother and sister, you can ask the Lord yourself if you doubt. But I advise you not to doubt and seek the Lord. Hallelujah. This is not a voice I heard. I seen the Lord. He has spoken to me very clear. Very clear, like a person standing before me. He has shown me the wedding several times. Has shown me heaven several times. My brother and sister, he has made his point very clear to me. That's why he says to me last week, make this point of the rapture, make this point of this event clear. Okay? Because we play other people prophecy here. And some people may hear half of it or a quarter or sing half and have not understand fully what the Lord is saying. But the Lord have made it very clear to me, and he wants me to explain these things. Because God is not a God of confusion, division, or anything. When he speak clear. My brother and sister, he wants us to be very clear about this. He says, yes, my son, make it clear, he says to me. Praise the Lord. Verse 2, he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace, and the suns and the air were darkened by the reason of the smoke of the pit. Notice how it's given to us here. How is it that this smoke out of the pit makes everything darken, my brother and sister. Okay? Not the day. No, it's the pit. As it's open, the furnace, my brother and sister, the smoke that comes out of the pit of a great furnace, the sun and the air will darken. This is Joel 2:28. The sun will turn into darkness and the moon into blood. By the reason of the smoke of the pit, my brother and sister, okay? They don't have the power to do so. God has the power to do so. my brother and sister. But by the reason of the pay, okay, the devil doesn't get any credit here. I won't give the devil no credit right to this because, again, the God had looked at me and says, I have all power. So I have to believe God did this, not the devil. My brother and sister. Verse 3. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power. Notice that they come out with no power. They come out absolutely with zero power. I seen the locusts in hell, fermenting the people that are coming through the entrance of hell. As the Lord showed me in that entrance, every minute or less, people from the earth that are dying are coming into hell for the first time. And this is what I saw that Jehovah's Witness woman say. Because the Jehovah teaches people that hell is not real. And when she dropped to hell, in hell she was standing through that entrance, as she dropped in, my brother and sister, and she said, oh my God, hell is real. In hell, she said hell was real. And I saw when this great demon, my brother and sister, that is mentioned in the Bible, Abaddon, ordered the locusts to quiet this woman, quiet her, because she said, oh my God. And in hell, that's not allowed. You don't say God in hell. The demon will torment people for this. Quiet her. And I saw one of the locusts who was tormenting a man, dropped the body of this man, and flew like in second over this woman, put a hand over her mouth, grabbed her body like grabbing a child, to pour her over a stone table, to begin to torment her. And the woman was screaming, let me go, let me go. And quiet her, Abaddon said. And she was quiet, my brother and sister, by the demon, strong demon, wicked demon. But they had no power, zero power. The bottomless pit, again, thank you, Lord. And they came out of the locusts from the earth, unto them was given power, because they had none. And as a scorpion on the earth, hallelujah, have power. This is a stinger that people talked about. And it was commanded to them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth. Notice, who's giving those orders to them? It's not the devil. It's the Lord who's in control of heaven and earth and hell. God is in control of heaven and earth and hell, my brother and sister. He is the one telling them, listen, do this. Yes, you can torment people. Do not damage the grass. Now, the question to you, to me, from me to you is, do they follow this order? Or they get to do whatever they feel like it? Because they can say, well, God's not my God anymore because I'm falling. And they're in the kingdom of the devil anymore, they may say. Huh? Would they not follow the order of God and just follow the order of the devil because they don't serve God anymore? Huh? I will tell you, not so, not so, my friend. Everyone must obey God's orders because only him has all power on earth, heaven, and hell, my brother and sister. So his orders are obeyed by everyone. Again, they were commanded. A commandment was given to them that they will not hurt the grass, the earth, or any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men who had not the seal of God on the forehead. Okay? Notice the specificness of this commandment. If they don't have my seal, God is saying to them, if they don't have my seal, if you don't see my seal on them, you can hurt them. That's an order. That is an order by God to them. If they don't have my seal, you can hurt them. But if they do, if you try to hurt them, you're in big trouble. And unto them was given that they should not kill them, but that they should torment them 5 months. And the torment was as the torment of scorpion over the stricken men. I encountered one of these locusts on earth the first time I remember. And she was in this high school that I know from up north, Massachusetts. I remember, Lawrence, Massachusetts. It's called Lawrence High School. And this guy was a senior, and he was a football player. His body was built. You can tell he had the T-shirt from his team, and he has muscle. He was a handsome man. He was strong, a football player. Looks like he spent most of his time in the gym lifting up weight. I mean, he was very strong. And he shouldn't run from the locusts like other people, hiding and running, keeping away from the locusts. But I guess because of his body being built up, he was a football player, he thought this thing from hell is not going to do, because here, she has the hair. The Bible describes these locusts, and they look like a woman. Although their feet is like an animal, they look like a woman. So this macho man, okay, as a lot of men think less of female, but in this case, you don't want to discriminate women. You know, they spend most of their life, women being discriminated by men. They're less stronger than men and all that. You know, and the Jewish people, this is what I love. Women are not discriminated. If they want to be in the army, they want to be leader, governor, anything, they're allowing Israel. Israel had never had this problem, my brother and sister. But internationally, usually women are discriminated, which is sure now. God doesn't discriminate them. God loves us all the same. But this young man, I saw when a woman said, you should be hiding yourself. But he ignored what this young lady was telling him. And the locust came, grabbed him by his arm. These locust nails are like tigers. Sink her nail into his shoulder. He was screaming like a puppy, my brother and sister. And he could not release himself from this thing. The Lord wanted me to watch. It was too painful for me to watch. And when she dropped into the floor, because he could not even do anything, the locust was too strong. This woman was too strong. This evil woman was too strong. Dropped into the floor and grabbed him by the feet, and they were dragging him into the school gym, my brother and sister. And I went after the locust, and I commanded this locust in the name of the Lord to release this man. The locust tried to resist me first. Who are you to enter being in my business? And I ordered her to let go of this young man. But she knows she could not do anything to me because I had the Lord in me. The most mightiest weapon anyone can have, I had it in me, the Holy Spirit. And so the locust could do nothing against me, my brother and sister. But she said, who are you to enter being my business? And the Lord had me experience these locusts. And that's why when I read the Bible and the Lord had me experience these things, I said, oh, my Lord, it is, the word of God is so real. It's so accurate. The word of God is, my brother and sister, praise you, Lord. This is coming. This is coming. And all these macho belief in discrimination against women is not going to help humanity. It's only going to make things worse for their own life, my brother and sister, because discrimination doesn't work. And it's not going to work against these locusts that look like women. For 5 months, God says, they're going to torment people. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Verse 6, and in those days shall men seek death. Hallelujah. In other words, the young man is screaming, please just kill me. Just kill me. Not going to happen. God did not going to send them to kill people. It's to torment them. Because this macho believer discriminating woman is going to stop right there when these locusts that look like women are released. My brothers and sisters, hallelujah. No more macho men in the great tribulations. Men shall seek dead and shall not find it and shall desire to die and they shall flee from them. Why are these locusts more to torment men than women? It says men, which is, I know it's in general for men and women or anyone. But again, this macho man thought he can take on this locust and find the most horrible way that is not possible. My brother and sister, God can empower men as he can empower women. There's no discrimination with God. Verse 7, and the shape of the locust, look at the shape of the locust. We're unto horses prepared for the battle, okay? And on their head was as a crown like of gold. Their faces of men. My brother and sister,
And the hair as the hair of woman. Notice this. The face is a man. I felt so bad. I went to the store a few days ago. One of the stores. And this young man who had his long hair like a woman. And it looked like a woman. And it was helping with the shopping. And I said, ma'am. I was speaking to ma'am. And it got really offended. Because to him, I was supposed to know it was a man. But at the moment I was there, I didn't notice because it had long hair like a woman. Everything looked like a woman to me, like a young lady. So I said, ma'am. But it was a man, I realized. Got really offended with me, my brother and sister. So these locusts, although they have their face like a man, their hair is like woman. They look like woman. Okay? But they're actually guys that look like women. What is God trying to tell us here? What is he trying to teach us? That they are men? That their hair is like woman? My brother and sister, this part man and part woman, as they're doing surgery now, men are doing surgery to become women, and things are so confusing now. Well, these locusts, when they are released, they are men, but they look like women. Isn't this kind of, you see how hell works? That what's happening, the thing happening on the earth, men having surgery to become like women, is actually out of hell? Is that the devil? Is that this demon? This is not of God. These are spirits. These are demons. My brother and sister. And these men that look like women are not coming to the earth to paint their nails and go to club with people. They're coming to torment people in such a horrible way. So you're going to have these men, like with sex change locusts on the earth, women hair, tormenting these people. So it's like homosexual demon coming on the earth to torment people. Because to me, when I saw the locusts the first time, I was seeing like a woman, but the Bible says they're men. What in the world is? These demons are homosexual. They're gay, totally gay demons. And so all these sex change and all that come from hell, come from these demons' mind ideas of these men cutting the private and doing surgery to become women. And even surgery on their face and body and all that, chest and body, to become like woman. Well, they're going to get these locusts that looks the same like they, gay, homosexual, coming to torment them. My brother and sister, hallelujah. My Lord, my God, everything is in the Word of God, in case you're wondering. Again, the shape of the locust was like unto horse prepared for the battle. They're ready to make battle. In other words, prepared, they're ready. And their head were as crown of gold. Somehow, what do they call these men that, I think, what's the name of that famous artist that is a man, but it looks like a woman? Okay? I can't remember the name. Please help me out. I don't watch the show. I seen them like in commercial. I don't watch this man that looks like a woman show, program, or anything like this. Okay, I don't watch that. I seen the commercial only. RuPaul, I can't remember the name. Okay, RuPaul. Thank you, sister. Okay. The locusts look the same. But they also have another famous name. If you can help me with those names. Okay, because these women on television, Drag Race, that's one of the names, Drag Race, they have like a crown on their head. Diva, I said something about diva. My brother and sister, they're millionaire, they got a lot of money. And they have like crown. You can look up on the internet and put their name, and you can see them with crowns. There's actually a program that HBO is doing about them. And a lot of them had crown on their head, my brother and sister. And the locust, I'm reading it to you. Look, Revelation 9, verse 7. Hallelujah. And as it were, crown like gold. And under him was as crown as gold. And on the face was the face of a man. My brother and sister, the face is the face of man. But it looks like a woman. What kind of surgery is this? This is what happened on the earth. It's in the Bible. It's demonic. It's from the pit of hell. God have mercy. It's from the pit of hell, my brother and sister. Again, I'm describing you, RuPaul, this man who had turned himself into a woman, who had crowned in this program on HBO now, my brother and sister. Okay, on their head was a crown like gold, on their face was the face of a man. And they had hair as the hair of a woman. Isn't it true? Isn't this describing RuPaul, my brother and sister? The hair is the hair of a woman. It has a crown of gold. But the face is the face of man, the Bible says. My Lord, it's describing them. Describing them. But God, for 5 months, is going to expose to United States and the world that this behavior of these men is demonic. It comes from hell. You may see it on television and laugh and think it's funny. The real source is a demon from the pit of hell. And for 5 months, God's going to show them the root of all evil. The root of them changing their sex. Having the face of men, but changing them. Having the hair of woman and buying this crown of gold. The drag queen. Isn't that what they call themselves? Drag queen. My brother and sister, because they got this crown of gold on their head. That's what that show on HBO is about. It's demonic. It's from hell. God have mercy. Their hair is the hair of a woman. The tea is of the tea of lion. There's one in California that I saw in the program. She has the tea of a lion. This is another thing they have adopted officially unto themselves, having the tea of animal. And one, I believe, is a teeth of tiger, but another one is the teeth of a lion. The Bible says a teeth like of a lion. Why do they also have to do surgery on their mouth to change their teeth? My brother and sister. Yes, thank you, sister. A sister said, they're always fighting. These locusts is the same. They're always fighting with one another. A queen always fighting with one another. Well, the locusts is the same. Their behavior is the same, my brother and sister. Is that a coincidence? Oh, God is telling us what you see on your television, what you're happening on your right now, with these taste changes and all these is demonic. Stay away from it. Don't take part in it. Don't take part. This is part of the system of Babylon. This is part of the system of the Antichrist. And God is telling us as children not to have part in it. Okay, come out of her, my children, that you don't take part in her judgment, because powerful is God that will judge her. God is judging this system of Babylon. And that behavior of the drag queen is demonic. When you see it on television and commercial, don't you dare watch the show. It's demonic. You're watching locusts on television. Remember the locusts when you see them. Praise you, Lord. The hair is the hair of woman, and the teeth was the teeth of lion. And they have breastplates like breastplate of iron. And the sounds of the wind is as the sounds of chariot where many horses are running for battle. They have a plan. And their plan that when they are released on the earth is to come out and torment people. Battle them. One occasion, I saw them flying over people's cars. And punching through the window with the nails in hand that are sharp knife and grabbing people by the neck, by the shirt, by the clothing, and pulling them out of the car. My brother and sister, like nothing. People were screaming. This is all during the Great Tribulation. The Lord was showing me. Do you think the Lord's going to have his bride stay for this? No. Drag queen. Thank you, sister. No. Not going to have them stay. Have his people stay to go through it. Because the people that are going to be tormented are the wicked and disobedient, the Bible said. The sword is for the back of the disobedient, Proverbs says. Hallelujah. And they her tail like unto scorpion, and they will sting her under tail, and they have power to hurt man for 5 months. These drug queens are being released from hell for 5 months. These drug queen demons are going to be released from hell to torment people for 5 months. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter if men on earth have changed like them and look like them and they argue like them and everything about them look like the drug queen look like them. They still are going to torment them because it's God giving them the order. He's giving them power to torment people. God had enough of this nonsense. Men changing their sex and even women. He had enough. They are going to be tormented by the one who they are imitating unto, my brother and sister. Verse 11, they had a king over them, the angel of the bottomless pit. This is what I saw in hell. He is their king. He commands them. He tells them how to torment people and where to go and what to do, my brother and sister. And they are obedient to him. Hallelujah. The angel of the bottomless pit, whose name is in Hebrew tongue, is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue, his name is Apollyon. Okay? One wow has passed, and behold, there came two more wow afterward. Thank you, Lord. I don't want to continue. I want to continue this next week, my brothers and sisters. I don't want to keep throwing information because I have prophecy I wanted to play for the last hour. But I'm telling you, we'll continue with it next week. One wow is because I released and began to torment people under this drug queen. I released to torment people. Drug queen demon. I released to torment people for 5 months. Okay? Got the face of a man, the hair of a woman, and the nail. Looks like they go to the Chinese saloon now. And women, I seen this, these drug queens have this nail like this. They paint the nail like tiger, like a sharp knife now. Okay? How is it that these locusts from hell that are released, the drug queen from hell, has the long nail. Everything is about like 6 inches in them and got these long nail like knife. Like these women that go to these Chinese places to fix their nail. They look the same like the drug queen. Everything about these demons, the drug queen, looks the same. Well, they're going to walk the earth for 5 months. My brother and sister, I believe this is going to really open the mind, the understanding of humanity when they see these drug queen demons being released from hell by God and God giving them power to torment people. It's really going to be an eye-opening of what humanity, this drug queen on television and everywhere, has been imitating for years, demon. They're making themselves look just like this demon. The face of man, the hair of woman. You see how my wife was telling me, no, I don't know no woman who fix their hair like these drag queens. They overdo it. My brother, well, the locals look the same like them. The hair, they got the really puffy hair, overdone hair, and they always got these people coloring the hair, fixing the hair, washing the hair, and puffing up the hair, and it's, you can see the faces of men, but you can see the hair of woman. The demon looks the same. This is how I saw them in hell. This is how I saw when they were released on the earth. The same drug queen demon I saw, my brother and sister. Yes, they do a lot. They use a lot of hairspray on the hair, this drug queen, my brother and sister, and they look so puffy, and it makes the hair look so big and so colored, and they use this color that really shine and all that. Well, the locusts that are released from hell looks the same. They are the original one, but now these men that are doing surgery unto themselves are looking like them, like RuPaul. Same drag queen, same look, same nail, same teeth, same eyes look. My brother and sister, everything about the clothing is the same as the locusts practically, my brother and sister. Oh, it's the same. It's demonic. It's evil. I read to you on Sunday, Exodus 28, when God told Moses how the priest should dress themselves. It's a completely different dress that we, the servant of God, should have, my brother and sister, and to not discover the nakedness, God says to them. That's what holiness is. We are in this world, but we are not to discover our nakedness in no way, shape, or form. my brother and sister, these drag queens, that they're more about that, showing their nakedness, tempting men, tempting women, tempting everybody, our children and everything. And then now they want to bring our teaching into school system, contaminate our children education, which is not allowed. Don't you allow it unto your children that their education be changed by the drag queen? Because remember, it's demonic. It's in the Word of God. I'm reading to you from the Word of God, and I'm reading it slowly. I'm explaining it slowly, because when you read the Bible quickly, you miss so much information. And the information is in every verse and in every word being put together for us, my brother and sister, to know and understand. Okay? So I will show you more drag queen later, a more different look later that are on the earth, that is in the Bible. My brother and sister, I'm revealing to you RuPaul tonight, so you see that everything about him is demonic. It's from the pit of hell. I will share with you more next Tuesday night as we do our Bible study every Tuesday night. You need to know these things, that all these behavior that are in our system, that are in Hollywood, that are in our school on television, is not of God. It's of the devil. The root of it comes from the pit of hell, to contaminate humanity, to try to educate our children and change their behavior and even change their look and put in their mind teaching which is demonic, my brother and sister. That's why Paul calls them through Timothy doctrines of demon. This is what we're talking about. Doctrines of demon in our school system. Doctrines of demon on television and television program, my brother and sister, that are not of God, that people have accepted of something normal, that it's okay for them to do that. No, it's not. We don't watch them. We don't support them, because too many people support them. Sister was saying, why are false prophets in business today? Because there's so many false followers that support them. Don't support evil. Don't support wickedness. Know the word of God, my brother and sister, so you know the difference, how to discern good from evil. And you don't support these kinds of things that are not of God, that are of the devil, that are from the pit of hell, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You don't know how much I want the Lord to reveal these things to us more and more, that I'm able to share this information more and more on the Lord's Tower, for the eyes of the people to be opened and see the truth, my brother and sister. Be able to discern the truth from the lie and serve the Lord in truth. And now with all kinds of mixed false teaching, my brother and sister, I understand when the Lord says, hallelujah, that I got to teach the specific truth of his word. So there's no confusion. There's no none of this nonsense that's being taught on the pulpits, from the churches, on television, on the radio, on the internet. No. When you know the Lord, he is totally separated from everyone. When the disciple followed Jesus, my brother and sister, the teaching of the Pharisee and the scribe have in the synagogue was totally different than what Jesus was teaching his disciple. What he was teaching the disciple was totally different than even the parable that Jesus was giving the multitude. The disciple will separate him apart and say, Lord, explain to us this parable. And Jesus will take the time to explain the parable unto the disciple, not in the same form he explained it to the multitude. It was totally explained to the people, because many are called, the multitude, and few, the disciple, are chosen. So the chosen one needs to know the difference from what the world know. And the problem is that you have a lot of chosen ones that are listening to false teaching. And here in the Lord's Tower, the Lord wants me to make this specific, that our teaching are specific in regard to being about Jesus, about him, about being the Lord and serving the Lord in true. My brother and sister, with no false teaching of men or anything else. And this is what we're going to do every week. We're going to bring this teaching with the Lord's help, the Lord's revelation, and explain them, hallelujah, and make sure everyone has a good understanding, my brother and sister, of what is happening, of what is coming, what the Lord wants us to do, how the Lord wants us to live, my brother and sister, because the calling of the Lord unto us is to live completely separate, hallelujah, than anybody else, my brother and sister. Listen to this. Listen to this. And this is the word of God, Exodus 29. Look how God says through Moses. In these last last 3 minutes, I want to explain this to this. Listen. Exodus 29, 1. The Lord continued. This is from Exodus 28. Now, this is what you must do in order to set Aaron and his sons apart to serve me as priests. Order of God in Exodus 28 is that they will be holy and righteous. Holy is separated from all evil or everything, all wickedness, unto the Lord forever, that they will not show their nakedness. Okay? That's the separation that God is doing with you and I, my brother and sister. Our calling from the Lord unto our life is to know and understand that our calling is to be holy and righteous unto the Lord, separated from any type of sin and evil that we should not practice like the rest of the world. The Lord continued, now this is what you must do in order to set Aaron and his son apart to serve me as priests. The word apart, which is the meaning of the word holy, separated, apart. They have nothing to do with the practice of anybody else, with the practice of the people, with the practice of the nation, what they're teaching, what they're, all these drag queen and all these false teaching, homosexual teaching, lesbian teaching unto a children. No. Separated unto the Lord. This is how God wants us to live, my brother and sister. Take a young bull that has no defect and two rams that have no defect and use the finest wheat. Flour by not yeast, based on leavened bread, some ring, bread made with olive oil, and some water, brushes with olive oil, put the bread in the basket, and bring a basket along with a young bull and the ram, okay? And bring Aaron and his son to the entrance of the tent of meeting and wash them. Now you are clean, for the word has spoken to you, Jesus says to his disciples. The word washes us. The continual watching of our life through the word of God is necessary and is a must. We should be spending every day of our life listening to the word of God, reading the word of God, meditating on the word. Every day in our life has to be word, 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 word of God, because the word is cleansing us from the evil of this world. Where are my brother and sister? God told Moses to wash them, take their clothes, and put them on Aaron, the linen robe, the ephod, the robe that is worn with it, and the breastplate, and use the belt to tie it on him tightly, turban on him, fasten the holy crown to it, take the anointing oil, put it on the head, and anoint him. Notice. Fasten the holy crown to it. You see what the locust is doing in Revelation 9? The crown that they have and the locust is, they have it as a markering against what God has told us and how we need to be as priests unto the Lord, separated and holy. Then having the crown, they're making a markery of what God has said. In other words, it's people not taking God's word serious, not being sincere with God and how God wants them to serve him. My brother and sister, very, very important. We learn of these examples. Going to continue week after week slowly, bring in the teaching. We need to pass Exodus 30:31 and continue, because it's about the priest, which is about you and I, and how to be serving the Lord. And the same thing, Revelation 9. We continue in Revelation 9, and we compare both, and we bring the two together so you see excuse me, that we are separated unto the Lord, our God, specifically ordered by the Lord. This is his will. This is his plan. This is what he wants each and one of us to do. My brother and sister, let me go ahead and play the prophet now. Thank you, Lord. What an awesome, great God that we serve. Listen to these prophecies. Thank you, Lord.
So I was praying the other day, and the Holy Spirit said, go to your altar, for this is a place of my revelations to you. So I went to my altar, and this is the message that the Lord gave to me. I'm just going to read it to you as he gave it to me. He said, they are scrambling after these Supreme Court rulings that just came forth. They are plotting and scheming to take out two Supreme Court justices, but I am turning the tables and will remove the ones that I have chosen to remove, says the Lord. And I said, Lord, who are they? And he said, they are the ones who have sold out America for a large sum of money. Pelosi is one of them. Her wicked heart will be exposed. And he said, Pelosi's trip to Rome was a cover for the true reason to be there. The Lord said she was there to collect for her part in the takedown and takeover of the United States of America. When she met with the Pope, she was meeting with her crime partner, for he also has a significant role in the takeover of the United States and the world. The Lord said, I, the Lord God, will uncover their wicked deeds and expose them and others for what they have done. They played right into Satan's handbook of maneuvers, but I have the final maneuver, says the Lord of hosts. When Pelosi and the Pope descend into perdition, they will be shocked beyond their most deepest regret, but it will be too late. And when the Lord said that, I said, Lord, those are pretty strong words. And he said, when you see what I have seen them do, then you would understand my words. He said, there are many who are a part of this world reform that think their plans cannot fail. But I say, you have already failed when you chose to come against me, the great I am. You cannot contend with the God of the cosmos and expect to win, for I will put a hook in your jaw and lead you where I want you to go and not where you want to go, says the Lord of hosts. Ezekiel 38:4 says, and I will turn you around, put hooks in your jaws, and lead you out. The Lord said, the lust for power, the thirst to control, the desire for riches, and the insolence of pride is your downfall, the same as your father, the devil. You have followed his ways, and so therefore you will receive the same reward that he will receive. You will be cast into the lake of fire for all eternity. I would say, repent, but you will not hear, you will not heed my word, says the Lord. There comes a time when some people who have made decisions to come against me over and over again, they get to a place where they cannot repent, even if they wanted to, says the Lord. Pelosi, you have reached that place. You think because you go to Mass and receive the Eucharist that you are okay, but you are not. You have a form of religion that I reject, says the Lord. I speak to you, Kamala Harris. You know what they have done to steal the 2020 election. I hold you accountable for what you know, but have been afraid to divulge. You think you are trapped in a corner with no way out, but I am giving you a second chance to come clean with what you know. Your Air Force One days are over, Kamala. Why am I the Lord God addressing these two women, says the Lord? Because they are in the number two and the number three position behind Biden, who is no more. They are scrambling, says the Lord, because their house of cards are falling. Tell my people to keep declaring my words. These are my words, says the Lord. New days are ahead for the United States of America. These days will be tumultuous, but in the tumult, my glory will shine. Get ready, my children, to do great exploits for me, says the Lord. In Daniel 11:32, it says, those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. The Lord said, be sons and daughters of thunder, and I will provide the lightning. I love you, my children. Rejoice that you have been chosen to be on this earth at a time when the world will see my greatest glory ever witnessed from the beginning of time until now. The Lord says, rejoice in God your Savior. Hallelujah. We are in a time when there are so many things upside down in this world, and we need heavenly help. Now, we can use the weapons of warfare that we've been already given, such as praying in tongues, declaring scriptures, and casting out demons. But right now, we are at a tipping point, and we need divine intervention from our Heavenly Father. So, I was outside praying in tongues, and the Holy Spirit told me to go to my altar and commission his angels. Now, some of you may be thinking, why does Father God need a person on earth to commission his angels when he can send them himself? Well, it's a good question, but the answer is in scriptures. Yahushua, Jesus, said this in Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you authority to trample on the serpents and the scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So, since we have been given authority on this earth by Yahushua to trample on the head of the serpent and the scorpions, and it says over all the power of the enemy. So at this season in time, we need Father's heavenly angels in order to trample on the head of the enemy. In John 18, 8-11, it says this, and when he, the Holy Spirit, has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of the world is judged. So Satan was judged at the cross, but Satan still has power on this earth until he's cast into the lake of fire, but he does not have authority. We have the authority that Yahushua gave to us to overcome the power of Satan and all of his demonic forces. Amen? So even though most people are not physically or even spiritually aware of the spiritual realm, there are angels that assist God's children. These angels are assigned to us. Hebrews 1:14. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? Psalm 91:9-13. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent, you shall trample underfoot. So in this scripture, we see a direct connection between the activity of the angels in a believer's life and the action and authority of God's children to trample on the enemy. So angels have charge over believers in Christ to keep us safe. Angels strengthen us for the battle against the enemy so we can tread upon the lion and the cobra, and that we can trample the serpent. We can trample Satan and his demons underfoot. Amen? So we are in a time, we need to understand this, we are in a time where the adversary is ramping up because he knows his time is short. More demons are being released on this earth, and we need more angelic assistance. And it's not because that I have said so. It is because the Lord has instructed us to do this, to commission his angels. The Lord said to me when I was outside and I was at my altar, he said, commission my angels. Then the Lord gave me six groups of angels to commission, and I want to read them to you. Number one, he said, commission my warring angels on behalf of God's children. And I already gave you the reason why we need the warring angels. Number two, he said, commission the angel of peace for the United States of America. There are so many people in the underworld and in the cabal that are trying to either draw the United States into a war or to cause war to come to our soil. And so we need to commission this angel of peace for the United States of America. Number three, he said, commission angels for decisive action for the true government of the United States of America. I thought this one was very interesting. So he's asking us to commission these angels that will cause men and women to take decisive action regarding the true government of the United States of America. Number four, he said, commission the angels of plenty for God's children. And I think that's self-explanatory. I have prophesied before, and other people have prophesied, that there's going to be a great transference of wealth from the wicked to God's children. And it looks like the Lord's going to be using angels to do that. Amen. Number five, he said, commission the angels of righteous judgment. And again, prophets, including myself, have prophesied in the past that there is going to be an angel of destruction that is going to come and remove these wicked people that have come against God's plans. And number six, he said, commission angels of healing. And with everything that has been going on since COVID and onward, we certainly need angels of healing. Amen? So, according to the Word of God, whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. We see that in Matthew 16:19. The Lord says, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Now, just to give you an explanation of what binding and loosing is, very simply, so you understand. Binding means stopping something on earth. Loosing means allowing something on this earth. So we have the keys of the kingdom of heaven to stop things on earth, which then sets in motion heavenly things to stop those things. So, for example, the prophets have been warning us about the evil plans of men for food shortages, for a man-made storm that will get out of control, for a new virus that will literally be a genocide, for the attempted takedown of the United States, and for the New World Order to gain control of the world. So these are planned by evil men and women. This is not God's will. But God gives us things through his prophets to warn us what wicked people are doing, and then we can bind that thing and not permit it on earth. So we do not agree with what wicked people are doing, and we have the keys of the kingdom to stop those things here on this earth. So here's a good rule of thumb for binding and loosing. If a prophet says, this is what God is doing and saying, then come into an agreement with that verbally. That is loosing or permitting God's words on this earth. If a prophet says, this is what evil people are planning, then come against that thing verbally. That is binding or not permitting that thing on this earth. The one thing that God's people should not do right now is to remain passive or neutral. It takes your mouth to speak into this earthly realm. So listen to what the prophets are saying. Now, this is how I've been using the keys of the kingdom recently. I say, in the name of Yahushua, I declare that the planned food shortages will fail, that the man-made storm will not get off the ground, that the planned viruses will fall to the ground and have no effect. And I also decree and declare that the United States will not be taken down by the wicked and that the New World Order will fail. And I've also been saying these things, declaring what the prophets have said as a word of the Lord. And I say, in the name of Yahushua and according to the word of the Lord through your prophets, I declare these things. I declare that Donald Trump will return to the office of president because he truly won the 2020 election. I declare that there will be a great transference of wealth to God's people. I declare that right now that there is a great outpouring of Holy Spirit over the nations. I decree and declare that hundreds of millions of souls will be birthed into the Lord's kingdom in this great end time revival. I decree and declare that the deeds of the wicked will be uncovered and exposed, and they will be removed by the Lord God. I decree and declare that the wicked will be judged by the Lord through his righteous judgment. So on Friday, as most of you know, on June 24th, we saw a word of the Lord being fulfilled as Roe versus Wade was overturned. Now, several prophets had prophesied that Roe versus Wade would be overturned, and I was one of those prophets. So this is what I posted in a video in October of 2018, which is 4 years ago, and the video was called The Zadok Anointing. So if you go to drpatricia.org, that's drpatricia.org, you can see all of my YouTube videos, and you can see and verify that I posted this video in October of 2018. And this is what I said in that video. The day that Brett Kavanaugh was sworn in as the 114th Justice of the Supreme Court, this is the message that Holy Spirit gave me regarding Roe versus Wade being overturned. Now, I'm going to quote to you what the Lord spoke to me back in 2018. He said, Roe versus Wade will be overturned when the third Supreme Court justice is in place by Donald Trump. There will be a case that goes before the Supreme Court that will cause the highest court to reconsider Roe versus Wade. This case will be decided in favor of the plaintiff, which will rock or shake the validity of Roe versus Wade. This will be a tumultuous time for the United States of America. There will be riots in the street. Now listen, I was given that prophecy on the day that Kavanaugh was confirmed, and Amy Coney Barrett wasn't even in the picture at the time that I got this prophecy. And exactly as the Lord spoke it through my voice. Now remember, it's not my words. These are words of the Lord. Is exactly how the Lord gave it. It happened. I also posted a more recent video called The Great Reversal Coming, where the Lord said that Roe versus Wade would be overturned or reversed. And so the Lord is fulfilling his word through his prophets. So this is the season for God's children to declare what God is doing and saying through his true prophets. This is the time to be strong and fight against the plans of the enemy. This is the time for God's children to come into unity for this final push for God's plans for this great end time harvest. So we have been given authority to commission these angels to operate in the earth, which then sets in motion those heavenly angels to come and do God's bidding. So what I want to do is I want to take my staff in my right hand, the staff called God's power. I'm going to hold it in my right hand, and I'm going to commission these angels in this video just as I did at my altar. So I'm taking my staff, and I'm putting it in my right hand, and I'm saying this: in the name and authority of Yahushua, I commission the warring angels to go forth on behalf of God's children. In the name and authority of Yahushua, I commission the angel of peace for the United States of America. In the name and authority of Yahushua, I commission the angels for decisive action for the true government of the United States of America. In the name and authority of Yahushua, I commission the angels of plenty for God's children. In the name and authority of Yahushua, I commission the angel of righteous judgment to come forth. In the name and authority of Yahushua, I commission the healing angels to come forth. Now listen, you can do the same thing. You can commission these angels to come into your region, into your country, into your city, or into your town. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the God Pillar 7 End Time Prophecy Channel. I'm Sister Barbara, and I'm here today. What is today? Today is July 5th. With the prophecy I received first thing this morning, and I wasn't expecting it. So join me in the King James Version study, or regular Bible, I'm sorry, King James Version Bible. I'm going to be in Genesis chapter 2. Where are we? Let's do verse 17. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Look at the Holy Spirit. God is so awesome. I mean, every day I'm like more and more, what is the word, astounded at how awesome he is. Okay, so I got this prophecy first thing this morning when I started to pray. I'm going to ask him if there was anything that I needed to see or speak. He started speaking. Okay, so now I had a few questions on this. Now, I used to write the prophecy messages wherever I was. If I got it, I would have a pen and paper. But normally now, what I try to do is if I'm hearing it, I'll put it in the phone or the Kindle. And the phone is easier for me to hold with one hand. So somebody asked, what was I doing or what was I reading out of? So that's what it is. Okay, so let's try again. Since the garden, man and woman have chosen to ignore my instructions and warnings. Man's nature is evil. There are only a few righteous, and they are persecuted. I see man's research and experiments in the name of science. Man listens to the fallen ones, using their knowledge to pursue their own evil agendas. I have given you my book of life instructions and rules to follow. And based your societies on. I have showed you good and evil. Man's demise will come from his own making and his own refusal of me and my truth. Then he will have to answer to me, I am. Each day I see more and more heinous behavior and utter disregard to my commandments and statutes. The Holy Spirit. The apocalypse has begun. The seals are breaking. Look at the Holy Spirit all over me. Soon the thunders will be unleashed. I will wipe clean the threshing floor. I am grieved by what I see, and the abominations must end. My jewels shine. Okay, I have to go to the next page here. Okay, let's see where I am. My jewels shine brightly. They are light in the darkness. They have been called and anointed since the foundation. They will spend eternity with me. Calamity is coming. I will destroy the ungodly and perverse, as I did in the past. Repent and pray to escape the wrath. Calm always comes before the storm.
Oh.
Talk about one humdinger prophecy after the other. Now, on the last message, look at the Holy Spirit on me. On the last message, I told you that pretty much every time we get a prophecy, we take a beating, we get pounded, and here's what happened. The first thing that we found out was that poor brother Dan said he was doing really bad in the nursing home, and they thought he was dying. So I did put a notice up on there. And then he did pass away. They called us shortly after that. So then I'm here knowing I had to do a prophecy. And I usually take a beating from it, or I did the prophecy and get a beating from it. So I have a panic disorder since I was in the nursing home and bad things happened to me. So of all things, sitting at the kitchen table, that's where I usually sit on my laptop, of all things, I get a panic attack on the chair. Apparently, I don't even remember what happened. Apparently, I wasn't fast enough to get the medication to stop it, and I end up falling on the floor. Yep. And if that wasn't bad enough, once my granddaughter came down, once I knew, had my wits about me, once I knew what was going on, I started to work again on the chair, and didn't I have another panic attack, one after another, both ended up on the floor. So, clearly you see, the devil is trying to kill us. Keep us in your prayers. I said this before, thank God that I'm in a better condition than my mom. This is what happened to my mom. She kept falling, and every time she fell, she broke something. And now she's in the nursing home, bedridden, and she's not going to be able to get out because she needs 24-hour-a-day care. And they wouldn't approve anything to come home, nothing. So, we know this is it. We're at the end, just based on this message. Okay, what do I have here that's interesting? Okay, I have several the apocalypse. We know about the apocalypse. I have several prophecies on that. I have several of my brother Dan and myself on the seven thunders being unleashed. He knows that the ones he loves and belong to him, he calls them his jewels. They were with him from the beginning. Calamity is coming. We're already seeing it. Every time he puts the news headlines on, now I'm seeing all these weather judgments again. I will destroy the ungodly and the perverse as I did in the past. Pray you are worthy to escape the wrath to come. I pray that all the time. So repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, I had a few questions on there. Excuse me. people asking about getting baptized. Now, I got baptized in the neighbor's swimming pool when it was 50 degrees by a pastor who had no license. So think on that. And clearly, it worked. You could get baptized, I'm going to say, in a swimming pool, in a bathtub if it's deep enough. You've got to be underwater, in a lake. Go down in the name of Jesus Christ, that's how you're being baptized, and come up born again. You must be born again to enter the kingdom. What else did I want to mention here before I forget? The news is just horrific. I pray, please come and save the children. Every time I see something, the headline, I don't even want to read it. It's so horrible. What else did I want to mention here? Let's do our prayer before I forget stuff. We'll do bless me indeed. God the Father in heaven, in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, bless me indeed. Expand my territory. Keep evil and the devil away from me and my family. Let your hand be with me always, and please don't ever let me cause anyone pain or harm. Lord, please pour out a blessing on all of your children. I see more and more new people on here. God bless you. Welcome, and say hi under the bottom. Let us know where you're from. Pour out a blessing on all of your children, all of your friends on your pages. These are not my pages. They're your pages and your messages. Pour out a health blessing a health blessing on them and their families, a financial blessing so that we could all get through this depression or whatever's coming with the inflation. Let's see, financial blessing, a blessing on their jobs, a blessing on their vehicle so they could get to the job, and a blessing, to me, my most important blessing that I pray about all the time is on the children. So the children don't get involved, and I'm going to say drinking, drugs, or alcohol. I know sometimes it can be hereditary. That's what happened with my son, and my son with the bipolar disorder. But that was hereditary. Got that. I'm going to say from his dad, and his dad suffered the same thing. My first husband and I ran away with my son because of it. All right, what else did I want to mention? God bless him. And if I missed any other blessings, please help your children. Healing blessing on anybody that's sick and needs restoration and recovery from illness. You are our physician. We call on you first. Please help us. And thank you in advance. You always answer my prayers. Always. Okay, so now. So God bless you all. We love all you guys. We want to thank everyone for all the encouraging messages under the videos. Thank you for all the translations in the other languages. Thank you for sharing the videos on your pages and so on. Thank you, everyone, that supports the ministry financially. I know things are tight right now, and we really appreciate it so we can help other people. Thank you, everyone, excuse me, that sends us things in the mail, notes and little brochures. I get all kinds of things, books, jewelry, clothing, all sorts of things. Thank you. Now, I did want to mention, I have not seen, we have not seen our two friends on here, Ivo and Cynthia. Please let us know. I haven't seen you in the comments. They were okay. We're praying for you. Ivo, we sent you a gift. I hope you got it. Please let us know that you're doing okay and no one's sick. All right, anything else? YouTube. If you're on the YouTube channel or just visiting now, please subscribe and hit the notification button so you know if something is coming up. And a lot of times if I'm hearing a prophecy, I'll put little scriptures up here and there so you know what the prophecy that I'm getting is going to be about. So like and share on the Facebook pages, or I'm sorry, like and follow on there. I'm not adding new people on the my personal page, and you don't need to do anything. Just like and follow on the Facebook pages, and I put more information up on there. Am I missing anything else? I think I've pretty much covered everything. So God bless you all. We love all you guys. I hope you had a safe, 4th of July. I'm not really big on any of these holidays, especially the ones that make a racket. Please let me get up and not fall. So have a blessed and safe day today. We love all you guys. And make sure you stop in and visit if you don't hear from us.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me today on my YouTube channel. Today is July the 5th of 2022. I'd like to share another prophetic word with you from the Lord. This word today is quite lengthy, and so I'll get right into it. It is one that encourages us that in this day and hour that we live in, God has a plan, a master plan, and that He is putting it into place. This word today is titled, End Time Strategy. I'll begin this word with scripture. John 10, verses 14 through 16. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. This scripture gives us an indication of what God's master plan includes. He's speaking about those who belong to Him, and He is saying that there are others that He wants to bring to Himself. He likens Himself as a good shepherd who cares for the sheep. John 10, verse 27. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. This scripture, too, tells us that the Lord likens the people to sheep, and that his sheep hear his voice and will follow him. I'll begin reading this word. Everyone like sheep has gone astray, but in this day, says the Lord, I am gathering my sheep together. My sheep hear my voice. As my voice goes out throughout the earth, those who hear will come to me. They will know it is the voice of their shepherd. This is the day and this is the hour of the great in-gathering. From all the ends of the earth, a remnant is being gathered, for they have been scattered and without a shepherd. I am the good and faithful shepherd who leaves the 99 to go get the one that is left behind. My mercy is great and my compassion is reaching toward those who are lost, says the Lord. In this day I am raising up those who are mine to go to the lost, and I am about to thrust them out into the highways and byways. I am birthing compassion into the hearts of my people, and they shall be compelled to go. And I am preparing places to house those who are brought in. As the good shepherd provides a safe place for his sheep, I am preparing a safe place for these. To those who are obedient to seek me, I will reveal my strategies and my plan. As my compassion for the lost becomes a driving force in your life, as you hunger to know how you can reach the lost, I will reveal my strategy to you, and I will use you, for I have a master plan and a strategy that I am about to reveal to my faithful servants. My ways are not your ways, says the Lord, and the plan I have in place is not based on human wisdom. Do not lean on human understanding in this day, for those who would be part of this plan and instrumental to this ministry will be those who have learned to hear my voice and rely fully on the Spirit's leading. This plan will not be fully revealed at once, but will be worked out step by step, little by little. Just as the pillar of fire led those who walked through the wilderness on and at times stopped them to camp, I will lead those out. The pillar of fire is my voice that is being released to my servants in this day. Those who hear and obey will be effective to fulfill their part in my master plan. Prepare yourself, wait on the Lord for your instructions, and move out in obedience. Listen to the still, small voice, and you will hear me speaking, says the Lord. Act on the instructions you are given, and do not second guess what you are being told. For at times you will be asked to do and say things that may not make sense to you, but as you act in obedience, you will see the fruit. As you continue to faithfully obey, more and more will be revealed to you. Faithfulness and obedience are the character qualities needed by those who would be used of me. These are the fruit of my Spirit poured out upon my people. Those who are faithful and obedient will possess the land. These are my chosen ones with whom I am well pleased. They bear the image of my Son. Forward through the land, I am taking my people forward. I have dressed my people and they are ready. As they step forward, the debris is being crushed beneath their feet. Just as with a bulldozer moving through the forest, the way is being cleared. The hindering branches and brush are being bulldozed down and a roadway is being made through the wilderness. Everything in the way is being removed, and a highway is being prepared for the Lord. The way is being made straight, as every low spot is being raised up, and every high spot leveled. This is the day, and this is the hour, in which the Lord shall enter his temple. Get ready, for the trumpet is about to sound, and those in Christ shall rise up in the life of Christ, for the fullness of the life of Christ is about to be released into those who have longed for the Lord's coming. Take the message that I am giving and give it to the poor, the destitute, those with no hope, for in this hour my hope is coming to the nations. It is contained in the message of the Son. Many are in turmoil. Many are in confusion and see no hope. They are crying out to me. They are calling on my name. I am hearing their cries, for they are desperate cries. And I am stirring up my compassion for them and about to send them the message of hope. Their hearts are broken, and I will mend them. And in this hour, whoever calls upon the Lord shall be saved. The way has been opened. The way has been made ready. The obstacles have been removed. The way is now straight and clear. This is the day and the hour when the Father is reaching down with a sovereign move of his hand to gather the nations unto himself. To those with no hope, he is bringing the message of salvation, and not one who calls upon the Lord will be left out. For the message shall come to them in this hour, the final hour, for the fields are being harvested, says the Lord. I am opening up avenues of outreach to the lost. If you will draw near and seek me in this, I will show you the way prepared for you. There is a network, a structure I have put in place. Every community worldwide will be reached through this network. Strategies are being released into the body. Connections are being made with those within and outside of the body. These are part of the network. Methods of communicating the truths of my word are being put into action, and my word is going forth and will continue to go forth, for I am increasing the giftings used in this capacity. Those things being written down and released are part of my plan. They are an integral and vital strategy of the network. Many are writing down the words and revelations of the Holy Spirit being released to them, and methods of sending these forth are being raised up everywhere. Some are connecting with publishers, others are recording, and others are being sent into homes and places where people gather. These are all methods I have raised up in this day and this hour to reach the nations, says the Lord. In this day, the structure of communication to bring the word of the Lord to the people is of great magnitude. Its links and connections are like no other. This structure is held together and functions through the workings of the Holy Spirit. It is not by power nor by might, says the Lord, but by my Spirit that these things are being accomplished in this day. This network is fully reliant on the workings of my Spirit, for I have released my angels to carry my message to the nations. The word of the Lord shall be released to the ends of the earth, and everyone shall hear it in this day. For this is the day and hour in which I shall do these things, says the Lord. Songs will go forth with the message of salvation. They will be heard in places of darkness, for I am sending my voice into these places through the radio industry. I have positioned many who will be instrumental to proclaim the wonderful workings of the Lord in this way. Others will be used in other media industry. Some will be used in the arts and theater. These methods are part of the strategy I am employing to reach those who are seeking for me. Think it not strange that the giftings to function in these positions are being released, for in this hour I am unleashing my church, and she will go out and demonstrate great workings of my spirit. I am increasing the giftings and releasing an anointing upon them. Those who hear the songs and music, those who read and hear my words of life, those who are visited by those sent of the Lord will receive the message with joy. Get ready, for I am about to release the fullness of the Son of God into my people, and they shall go out to the nations. This is the day and this is the hour. Do not hesitate to use the gifting